Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, y'all. Woo! As usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all at every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for putting water in desert places in our life. Thank you, Lord, for sprinkling or blessing us with your living water. Come on now. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs. Thank you, Lord, for tapping us on our shoulders and saying, child, I need you to wake up one more time to just get to just do a thing, do a great thing in my earthly realm. My God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be alive. Like, let's just think about that. I'm excited to be alive. What a time to be alive. This is a season where, you know, any season, no day is promised to us. So God, I just want to thank God for each and every one of us on this line who is listening, who has the activity of their lungs, who has the activities of their ears to hear, their mouths to sing your praises, to give you all the glory, all the honor, because you are forever worthy, forever worthy. And so let's just jump into it. Let's get into this song we just heard entitled Deserve to Win by Tamela Mann. Let me tell you, we deserve to win. I love the title, but sometimes we don't even know we deserve to win. So I just came by to remind you this morning that you deserve to win. Something that she said so powerful, and I'm just going to warn y'all right now that the message for today is kind of like woo, all over the place, but it's like I need for y'all, the Lord gave it to me like this for a reason, so I just know that you're going to grab on to it. And it's going to penetrate your heart and you're going to run with it and declare all the things in Jesus' name. And so when she was singing, she said something so powerful that you can easily miss it in the song. It says, I know who I am. I know who I am. Can somebody just declare and decree, I know who I am. And so when I was listening to that line, it kind of like, it went by really quickly. And so I said to myself, do you know who you are? And I want to pose that question to you this morning. Do you know who you are? And I want to remind you this morning of who you are. Do you know you are the head and not the tail? Do you know you are above and not beneath? Do you know that no weapon formed against you can prosper? The word doesn't say the weapons won't form, but do you know that they won't prosper? The weapons, that come against you, and there are plenty of weapons that come against us each and every day, but do you know the weapons, no weapon formed against you will prosper? Do you know that you are more than a conqueror? So we declare and decree right now that conquerors we will be. Do you know that you are favored? My God, do you know that God favors you? Do you know that God favors you? Do you know that God's grace and mercy will follow you all the days of your life? Do you know? Come on now. Do you know who you are? And do you know who you are because of whose you are? And let's not get it twisted. We are the Lord. We are King's kids. We are We serve a God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all day, every day. When I talk about God, I'm talking about Jesus. Come on now. There is no in between. There ain't no gray and what. There ain't no gray area. There's the black and white. Either you in or you're not. Either you talking about Jesus or you're not. And so, speaking of Jesus, my God, this I ain't even really playing how this is going to like roll off of my tongue, but God gave me the notes this morning. He said, "This is what we talking about," and I said, "Okay, this is what we talking about." And so, speaking of the name of Jesus, so let me give you some backstory. My husband and I, we feel like we are like universal members of a lot of churches. And one of the churches that we listen to on a regular basis on Sunday is Rock City, where Pastor Mike Jr. and other groups of pastors are preaching, but it's mainly him and his brother that do the preaching. And this sermon series that he's doing is absolutely amazing. I'm actually going to share it out via text messaging this week. And it's called Move Differently, Move Differently. And long story short, the whole premise of the message or the sermon series is anointed people are attacked differently. Whew. Anointed people are attacked differently. And when we were watching yesterday, we definitely witnessed that, not just in our personal lives, but in his life too, and other people's lives that were on the stage. And so if you don't know the clip that I'm talking about, you can find it online. I can show it to you. But he was saying Jesus. He said something powerful, but then he kept saying the name of Jesus. And we know when we call on the name of Jesus, demons tremble. When we call on the name of Jesus, things start to shift. Things start to happen so powerful in our lives. And we may not see it. So it's shifting. We know by faith in the spiritual realm, it is shifting when we say the name. Things are shifting when we say the name of Jesus. So for a total of 9 minutes and 25 seconds, he was saying the name of Jesus. Saying the name of Jesus, and it was so powerful. Oh my, okay, so somebody in the chat said, "Oh my gosh, yesterday's service was so powerful. This whole series has been so good." Yes, absolutely, and I'm sharing it with y'all this week because you're going to be blessed with it. I'm going to share with you all the clip where he is just saying Jesus repeatedly, and you would have thought something was going on in his body or something was like taking over. And it was not, and it was unfavorable to him. But let me tell you, the Lord, that was the Holy Spirit taking over his body and saying, like, wouldn't even let him go. He couldn't say nothing else but the name of Jesus. And it was so powerful, so good. But there is something about that name, Jesus. There is something about the name of the Lord. And so I just want to challenge you all this week, that in your prayer closet, in your time, especially during the times where you don't even know the words to utter out your mouth, the words to like say, my God, you can say the name of Jesus. And I know, you're like, well, I'm just saying the name of Jesus. Ain't no just saying the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. Let's just be clear. There is power in the name. And so I want to challenge you all to do that. Woo! To do that very thing this week and beyond. And so yes, I'm definitely going to share that out with you all. So be on the lookout. Yes, wonder working power. Yes, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, so going on with my notes, they're kind of random, but they're not random to God. Okay. But it says, my husband and I, so we've been praying a lot lately together. We always pray together. Let's just be clear. But in particular, we have been diligently praying about a particular thing and literally implementing Matthew 6:33 Matthew 6:33, and I'm not just saying it just to be saying it, but if you don't know what Matthew 6:33 says, it says, seek ye first, woo, the kingdom of God. See, yes, I see it in the chat. Y'all put it in the chat. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yes, and everything else shall be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else should be added unto you. Like, let's just marinate on that scripture, right? It's such a powerful scripture, and I talk about it all the time on the podcast, but yes, on this prayer call as well. But we were actually implementing. We've been implementing it for some time. Literally, there are some things that God has shared with us to do. There are some things that God has shared about who we are, to who He has called us to be. Come on. But we're just like, oh, God, for real, this you? Anyway, so we're seeking God. And long story short, we have been receiving confirmation after confirmation, to the point where we watching a show over the weekend, minding our own business, and there go God speaking to us through the show. I said, I looked at him, I said, I didn't even have no words. He looked at me and he had no words either. And I said, you already know what it is. You already know what it is. You already know who it is. You already know how God speaks to us. God could, because God could speak to you in different forms. God could speak to you through His word, of course. God can speak to you through a person. God can speak to you through something that you're watching. Literally, you're intaking what your eye gates are intaking in your spirit. He can speak to you that way. He can speak to you through motions that you're doing, like when you're walking. He could speak to you during your quiet time. He could speak to you through prayer, speak to you through prayer and all the things. But God, in this particular situation, He was speaking through us through a show that, you know, we like. And I was just like, my goodness, I'm sitting up here minding my own business on the couch. And I said, God, I hear you. We hear you loud and clear. Okay, we got it. So we have committed to doing God's will and for our lives, because let me tell you, when God speaks the word over you, or God shares something with you, you can be like, I don't know. And I know someone I'm speaking to this morning has been in that situation. You've been in a situation where God has shared something with you and like, God, that ain't me. You must have said that about something, somebody else, not me. And so I can't do those things. Ha ha, jokes on you. Because I don't know about you, I never want to really be in a space where you tell God no. And when you say no to God, it is you being disobedient to what He wants to do, and you're disobedient to the call, disobedient, and then you don't even know what's on the other side of that disobedience. I've been there before, and on the other side of disobedience, and it's just like, ooh, I don't like it here. So going forward, until further notice, we being obedient, right? We being obedient, but I'll be truthful, there is some hesitation that comes with that, because you're like, God, give me the strength, right? That's when you got to really lean on God or all things. And that's when you really got to seek ye first the kingdom of God, so God can give you the confirmation. You receive the confirmation in order to truly walk into the promises of God, the promises He has for you over your life. The promises He has for you over your life, leading me to what another song we had, I shared this morning. It was Your Portion by Ja'Kalyn Carr. And so in our life, God has literally given us this life to live. He has called us to do certain things, and we don't know exactly how things are going to play out because they are unknown to us, but known to Him. So that is why we put our full trust in Him to truly work through us in any season of our life, okay? And so that song, she shares in that song that years of pain is not your portion, that failure is not your portion, that sickness is not your portion. And when I kept hearing her say that, I kept hearing the word unsubscribe to saying I'm in pain, unsubscribe to saying I'm a failure, unsubscribe to saying I'm sick. And this is no, but this is not your portion. And I just declare and decree that for somebody this morning, even for myself, that pain is not my portion. Peace is my portion, but pain is not my portion. Joy is my portion. Pain is not my portion, but healing is my portion in Jesus' name. And I declare that and decree that for each and every one of you all. And this, like that, what I just shared with you all, pain is not my portion, peace is my portion, and pain is not my portion, healing is my portion. When I was going through my season of healing, my season of pain, and if you don't know my backstory, definitely I could share that some more later on during the week on another podcast, or you could just or a prayer call, or you could just listen back on the prayer call. But I had a season where I had to heal. I had a season where I was going through much pain, and the Lord just shared with me, pain ain't your portion, child. This is your portion. Peace, joy, and healing. Peace, joy, and healing. Peace, joy, and healing. Peace, joy, and healing is your portion. Is your portion. And I just want to declare and decree that with each and every one of you all this morning, I see somebody in the chat said, that's my word. If that's your word, snatch it. If that's your word, take it. If that's your word, embrace it in Jesus' name and run with it. And run with it. And so that aligns to the song I was playing, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. And so this past week, going on with my notes, I know it may seem random, but not random to God and not random to the ears that need to hear. So I am healed by Jesus' stripes. Going back to that, I had a student, because if you don't know, I do work as a career coach with a nonprofit and work with students all across the globe, right? And it's a beautiful thing because I get to see their transformation from when they were, what, maybe sophomores going into their junior year going into their senior year. And my students now are seniors. Praise the Lord. They're seniors and they're about to graduate and go forth and conquer and do all the great things in their career journey. And so one of my students came to me and she was just basically sharing with me some of the struggles. And honestly, for me, it came out of nowhere because I was like, oh my, I had no idea you were going through this particular thing. And it was such a heavy thing. Such a heavy thing. And so I had to play the song, I Am Healed by Jesus' Stripes, I Am Healed. And because the word says that, and that is something that I shared with her. And I had to literally type out the lyrics. It says, sick now, I am healed and got the victory. Whew. I may be sick now, but I am healed and got the victory. Praying, and then I didn't even know that this was the conversation was going to take place. I didn't know what she was going to share with me on what we were calling a career coaching session. In my career coaching sessions, listen, I have to be on what? Ready, set, not go, but ready, set, pray. ready, set, pray. In any given situation, we got to be on ready, set, pray, because we don't know the things that God is going to have us to encounter, but encounter on purpose. Come on now, say, I'm encountering it on purpose. I'm encountering it on purpose. But when we encounter it on purpose, I want to ask you, will you be on ready, set, pray, or will you be on ready, set, not pray, or will you be on ready, set, argue with God or argue with the person? Will you be on ready, set, I don't know. I don't know right now, but in that situation, I was on ready, set, pray, ready, set, pray. I let her say what she had to say, and I kept telling her, I don't receive that for you. I reject that. I rebuke that for you. In a career coaching session, I said, let me tell you, the Lord set you up with the right coach, because this right here, I'm not going to just let you say and be like, oh, okay, well, I hope everything is all right, and I hope everything goes well and this, that, and the third. Honey, we're going to pray. We're going to pray about this. And I said, all right, you know, after I gave her some words of encouragement, you know, talked about how this can impact her career and all the things, I said, okay, if you don't mind, we got to close out and pray. And she said, oh, yes, most definitely. Oh, yes, most definitely. So ready, set, pray, I was. Ready, set, pray, I was. And that is the mode you have to be in, because prayer is a weapon. Regardless of what you may hear in the streets or here or wherever, prayer is a weapon. The word says that we should be praying without ceasing. So while my student was talking, I'm in my head and praying and interceding for her, praying and interceding for her, that her, that she is healed. By Jesus' stripes, she is healed. She is healed. And so when we have these encounters, because trust and believe, they may be encounters God sent us, but they are God encounters, because we as believers must be on ready, set, pray. Ready, set, pray. Let me tell you, I don't know. That's a phrase. I don't know what God is going to do with that phrase, and how he has me leading this career empowerment ministry. But listen, ready, set, pray. Do not think this is the last time we're going to talk about that. But that is literally how we have to be moving in this season. We got to be on ready, set, pray at all times. Ready, set, pray. Not just ready, set, play. But ready, set, pray, praying to God, seeking the kingdom first on not just our behalf, but on others' behalf too. And so, that was a lot, y'all, but I pray that you heard my heart. I pray that the messages, because emphasis on messages, because there were many, penetrate your heart this morning, and that whatever the word was for you, you reach up, you grab it, you take it, you move with a ready, set, pray attitude, and have a wonderful and blessed work week. Okay. All right. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for their calling, God. I thank you for the holy boldness that you're going to give them to move forth and truly be the conquerors that they are called to be in this season of their life, God. For whatever they need healing, God, we consider it healed in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for confirmation after confirmation, for the one that is seeking confirmation on their calling, for the one that is seeking confirmation on their career moves, for the one that is seeking confirmation in their ministries, for the one that is seeking confirmation for things that they need to do in their health, God, things that they need to do in their family life, God, things that they need to do in their finances, God. God, we ask that you move on their behalf. Holy Spirit, have your way in their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for that pain is not their portion in the name of Jesus, but peace, joy, and healing is their portion. God, we thank you for the good news that you have for us. We thank you for the unexpected blessings that are coming our way. God, we thank you for covering us and shielding us from danger, seen and unseen. Lord, we ask that you dispatch our angels around every vehicle that we may be in this week, Lord, as we go throughout our work week. God, we thank you for meeting us in our workplaces, whether they are virtually or in person. God, we thank you. We thank you for having the boldness to speak up and pray and be on ready, set, pray when either our coworkers come to us and confide in us, when either our family members come to us and confide in us, whether a friend comes to us and confides in us. God, we thank you for the ready, set, pray mode that you're going to give us in this season of our life, because we know that prayer is a weapon. Prayer is a weapon, and like, we're going to use it, and we're going to use it wisely in Jesus' name. And so help us to continue to keep your word in our heart, Lord, and let it be expressed in ways that we never even thought it could be expressed. So God, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.